It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It is a Monday. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. So, first of all, House Republican members are escalating Trump's defense. They're having a field hearing in New York to try to discredit the Manhattan District Attorney. So the trial was already delayed. And basically now it's looking like, the first hearings will not even happen until December. And so with that, with this criminal case against Trump, before that even occurs, before December even comes, House Republicans like Jim Jordan are trying to discredit Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. And so we're going to see a lot. I mean, a lot's going to happen in the next 8 months before the very first hearing happens right there. To see what goes on, whether or not we'll even get to that hearing level. I don't have to say, because we mentioned this even when the indictment came down, that you have people like former governor of Texas who was running for president in 2016, and he got indicted. And before it even went to trial or anything, the indictment was dropped. And so we even pointed that out here, that there's, you never know what's going to happen with these things, but don't be surprised if the indictment gets dropped before it even gets to the hearing level. All right, some of the other top stories here, and if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Yesterday, there was a terrible shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Alabama, 4 dead, 28 injured, and one of them was a young football star who was killed in this shooting. And of course, that's got a lot of people, talking today about, once again, gun control type stuff. And this is just, I don't know. It's another one of those definitely a senseless shooting situation that happened right there. So two of them being high school seniors who ended up passing away in that whole ordeal. Back over to the U.S. Senate this time, Mitch McConnell is returning to the Senate after having his head injury. Remember, he slipped and fell, had a concussion, was being watched over that. Well, also, John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, is expected to return to the Senate as well. And then when they do return to the Senate, they're supposed to be dealing with Biden's nominations. So, they've got to confirm President Biden's nominations, and so we'll have to see what's happening over there. The only other one that's out for now is Dianne Feinstein, 89 years old Democrat. She was hospitalized with shingles. She has not voted since mid-February. So there have actually been a lot of Democrats who are pressuring her to go ahead and resign, and we'll have to see what happens with her. And then let's see here. The other top stories in the news for you. So remember last week, one of the big stories a couple times was the Chinese war games that were going on outside of Taiwan. And now the United States has sailed a warship right through the Taiwan Strait. So right after the China war games, we end up going sailing a ship right through that same area, right where they were having the drills. And now there's even more pressure, by the way, on not necessarily the United States, but particularly President Biden, that he needs to clarify his position or his stance on Taiwan as soon as possible, so that the military at least can know what the expectations will be should things begin to escalate even further. So we're getting more pressure in that area. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. I'll give you a couple other stories here. First, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on I-10. I-10 eastbound as you're heading towards Avalon Boulevard. It is moving, but it's just slow moving. A lot of cars right now getting off onto Avalon Boulevard, so expect some slowdowns on the Pensacola Bay Bridge and getting off onto Garcon Point. So other than that, we're looking good on I-10 westbound as well as I-110. On Pine Forest, we do have slow moving traffic in the southbound direction. This is just south of the Five Flags Speedway, just a patch of slow traffic as you're heading towards Longleaf Drive, so keep that in mind. And then, of course, typical afternoon traffic on 98. Some slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze proper, as well as getting out of Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some delays and Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Few other stories, few other headlines here for you. Budweiser is changing course just a little bit. They've now released a patriotic Heart of America ad after they had the big backlash pertaining to the transgender individual. Then, so it has the features their Clydesdales and being an American landmark. North Korea, their nuclear armament has grown 75% over the past 5 years, according to a recent report. Just showing, once again, they, you know, maybe part of the reason why they are being so testy and pushing buttons and, you know, and just pushing the line is because maybe they feel confident because their nuclear arsenal has grown so much. President Trump, in the meantime, has fundraising has hit $34 million after getting a big increase after the criminal indictment. So his fundraising is improving dramatically. And then, in the meantime, Vladimir Putin has met with China's defense minister in Moscow now, and this is the third representative from China that Vladimir Putin has met with over just the past month, and he hailed their military ties to one another. Snow is blasting the Midwest and the Great Lakes region, and it's expected to move into the Northeast tonight and even tomorrow. Those are some of your top headlines. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, though, we got top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around.
Can't stop the beat. I won't stop. Won't stop the beat and go.
Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, we've got to talk about nurses in the state of Florida. This is a surprising story that I saw came out actually late last week. The number of nurses with fake degrees. Oh, boy. So we'll talk about that coming up here in about 10 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, a grand jury in Akron, Ohio, is not bringing charges against officers involved in the shooting death of Jaylen Walker last year. That shooting happened last June when 8 officers, 7 of them white, were involved in shooting more than 40 rounds at Walker, who was unarmed and a black man. China opened a secret police station in New York City. That, according to federal officials who announced charges against at least 2 Chinese suspects. Officials say the Chinese government was using the station to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is ready to launch his run for the Democratic nomination for president this week in Boston, announcing that he'll make the formal announcement on Wednesday, saying he's the only person who can bridge the divide and fix the country. And this year's Boston Marathon men's and women's winners are both from Kenya. Defending champion Evans Shebe won in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 54 seconds. The women's division was won by Helen Obiri with a time of 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 38 seconds. Bobby?
So have you ever run a marathon before?
Clearly, yes. every day to my fridge for,
yeah, just, I ran a 5K one time.
I've walked a 5K one time.
Walked a 5K. Yes. So I actually ran a 5K, and I thought I blew chunks at the very end of the 5K. I was like, this is horrendous. Why would somebody do this thing? I had a friend of mine who was like, hey, we had somebody drop out. You at the time, I was exercising all the time. I lifted weights, you know, and I might do like 15 minutes on like the Stairmaster or something like that. Not like an extended period. Yeah, I'm in shape. I can do this. And so I just showed up, and like, I swear more than 3/4 of the race was all uphill. Yeah. And so it's like, this is miserable. And I just kept telling myself, just don't stop. Just keep running. Just so you can do it. It's 3.2 miles. You can do this. Oh my gosh. I passed the finish line. I just took like 2 steps and I just threw up. And I was like, well, that's terrible. I'm never doing this again. So I know people who run like 5Ks. They run like 3 miles every morning. It's just like their regular, like, oh, I'm going to get up and run 3 miles. I'm like, you're a robot. I don't know how you do these things.
Gracie looks like the type of person that would be that person.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yes,
I'm not.
It is.
I'm not. I have ran a 5K pretty recently, and I ran the whole thing, and I was really patting myself on the back because of it. But usually the 5Ks I do involve the drinking 5Ks. So.
Oh, yeah. I see.
There you go.
Not real exercise.
Yeah, I was watching the beginning of the Boston Marathon, and you know they were like outlining the course. I mean, I realize it's 26.2 miles, but I mean, like, they were like showing like the map of like all these cities and towns that you run through, and I was just like, man, I mean more power to them, but
just to them. Yeah, so that's all. I can't even fathom 20. And then these people who do the ultras that are like 50 miles and 100 miles and 150 miles, like, what in the world? It's next level.
It is awesome though. The Patriots Day tradition that Boston has. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Boston sports fan, but I mean, it starts with the marathon. The Red Sox always play at 11 a.m. Then you've got, assuming the Celtics and the Bruins are in the playoffs, which they both are pretty much every year. It's like a quadruple header of Boston sports events, which if I was lived in Boston, I would just be all over that.
But, yeah.
One of the great sports days in the calendar.
Yeah, it really is. They do a lot there with that, and it is pretty fantastic. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Most of our slowdowns are just going to be that typical afternoon traffic. That's going to include Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. We still have some slow traffic on I-10 right around Avalon Boulevard. It's moving. It's just a lot of cars, and it's pretty slow moving. And then southbound on Pine Forest, we don't have any accidents reported by FHB, but something is slowing things down southbound right before you get to Longleaf Drive, right around Five Flags Speedway is where you're going to start to see those delays. So just keep that in mind. And if you have any details, please call into 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, we do have the I do want to talk about nurses. Oh, first let me tell you about this. Hogfest is coming up April 29th. It's going to be at Pensacola Harley-Davidson. Presented by Northeast Sertoma. So Hogfest 2023, your $100 ticket is good for two people and an entry into the drawdown for a new Harley-Davidson. Door tickets for the party are also available. The event benefits Every Child a Reader Escambia and Pathways for Change. Get more information and how to get your tickets at newsradio923.com. Come up here next. Got an update for you on a couple of health-related stories, so stick around for that next. Radio 92.3. I got a text here. Boston Marathon winner. That average was approximately 10 miles an hour. Whew. It's flying for 26 miles. Just running 10 miles an hour the whole time. That's crazy. I got another text here about RFK Jr. running for office. No more Kennedys in office. RFK Jr. is radically anti-2A. He's radical in a lot of ways. He's radical for the left. He's radical for the right. I don't know where he fits. I'm surprised to see him running his end. I saw something saying all the Kennedys are supporting RFK or not supporting RFK Jr. I'm like, yeah, because he doesn't fit in with their ideology at all. Like he's his own little bird over there. He's kind of bizarre. I saw this story here. Apparently, over 7,600 nurses never received proper training, earned credentials because of a fraudulent organization. the Siena College, Palm Beach School of Nursing, Sacred Heart International Institute. They're all located in South Florida between 2016 and 2021. Students paid $114 million total to these fraudulent degrees. And so, oh my goodness, 7,600 of them got scammed out of their money, but they were operating as nurses. Oh, that's just terrible. I want to hit this other story. Turquoise Place over in Baldwin County replaces all their hot tubs after a Legionnaires' disease outbreak. Sounds like a pirate thing. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. I talked about this as well. I got a text here. Bloomberg Radio has reporting on about airing cuts from a couple of DeSantis anti-Trump commercials. Consensus is he's 6 months too late. We talked about this on Friday, actually, that it's a super PAC that supports DeSantis that's putting these ads out, and which we thought, that might be a little premature considering he's not even announced that he's running, for one. But then two, yeah, a lot of DeSantis, actual DeSantis supporters are the ones who feel like DeSantis took too long to get into the race. And it might be too late. My feeling is it's not, because really it's the summer. In the summer is when all the candidates start going to Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada. They go to the Iowa State Fair and they go and they start doing all these campaign events. And that's when they really start to ramp stuff up. So as long as anybody who wants to get in the race gets in before the summer, I think it's okay. And that's when everything really starts to ramp up and happen. And then the caucuses and primaries are February. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. We do have some slow-moving traffic due to an accident on 98 Gulf Breeze through Gulf Breeze proper. Right off of Daniel Circle, expect some slow traffic in both directions due to this accident. Also, we just have typical afternoon slowdowns on 98. That's leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, and getting into Navarre, right near the Navarre Beach Causeway. We do have an accident on 98. So just keep that in mind. That's going to be slow-moving traffic in both directions in Navarre Parkway, on Navarre Parkway, due to this accident right off the causeway. And we do have typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. The Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off will return to Seville Quarter on Saturday, April 22nd. Amateur and professional teams will compete for the bragging rights for the best gumbo in Pensacola. And judging and public tasting begins at 4 o'clock. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Proceeds benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories first, then we'll get into sports, sorry. So top three stories is Mitch McConnell and John Fetterman both returning to the Senate as they gear up for Biden's nominations. A U.S. warship sailed through the Taiwan Strait following the China war games, and Budweiser has released a patriotic Heart of America ad amid their Bud Light backlash. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
NHL hockey is on ESPN and ESPN2 tonight. Beginning on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock, you got the Islanders taking on the Carolina Hurricanes for round one in the East round of the NHL playoffs. So ESPN2, 6 o'clock, Islanders against Carolina. 6:30 on ESPN, Florida Panthers take on Boston. At 8:30 on ESPN2, Minnesota takes on Dallas. And on ESPN at 9, LA against Edmonton. Then we move over to the NBA playoffs on TNT at 6:30 tonight. Brooklyn Nets take on Philadelphia. Philadelphia leads that 1-0. And at 9 o'clock, Sacramento Kings try to make it 2-0 against the Golden State Warriors. That's on TNT. Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Angels beat the Boston Red Sox 5-4. Coming up later, the Miami Marlins, who are 8-8, play the San Francisco Giants. And the Tampa Bay Rays are now 14-2. They're going to be playing the Reds tonight. And the Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Padres. The Braves are 12-4. On ESPN Plus at 7:10, Toronto Blue Jays will be playing the Houston Astros, and a couple games postponed because of rain. Cleveland against Detroit and the Phillies against the White Sox. Then in sports news, Jalen Hurts has reached a 5-year extension with the Eagles. He's going to make $255 million, and yes, he's very much going to be welcomed there. Giannis Antetokounmpo injured his hand in the game yesterday, and Tyler Herro broke his hand. Oh, boy. So Giannis's MRI came out clean, so they're hoping to be able to get him back fairly soon, though. Then Texans general manager denies that he's going to be leaving after the draft, and Patrick Mahomes says that he's still rehabbing his ankle injury. So there you go right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Visit Florida has, according to one of the bills, the budget bills, Visit Florida is getting their budget cut to zero. That's basically like there's nothing left. It's going away. Except they're not going away. The budget says, okay, so we're not going to give any state dollars to them, to Visit Pensacola, which is the tourism arm of the state. But instead, there'll be some bed tax revenue from each county that will go towards Visit Pensacola to help fund them. But if that happens, that takes away the tax dollars in the county for their own purposes that they're already doing. Like we have Visit Escambia or Visit Pensacola. Like we have our own tourism arms, and this is one of the ways that they fund themselves. And so now they're looking to take that away and to go to Visit Florida. So Santa Rosa County commissioners are trying to, well, they obviously are speaking out against it, and they oppose this idea, and hoping that they can get them to not take away money from the county to help support Visit Florida. And I've been one of those that's been pretty vocal in the past saying, I don't even see the point of Visit Florida. Like, they're like, well, we got to promote tourism. I'm like, this is like just Florida. Like, we already are branded as the tourism spot. Like, both not just in the country, but internationally. Like, during COVID, when people were finally like, I got to get away, they came to Florida. This is the place they come to get away. People in New York, Pennsylvania. Guess what? People in New York, when they were like, oh, man, we're tired of being locked down, they didn't go to South Carolina or Georgia or Ohio. They came to Florida. And there was no Visit Florida campaign going, tired of COVID? Come down to Florida. Nope, wasn't needed. This is where they came anyway. I don't think we need them. But that's just my thoughts. It's Pensacola right now. Oh, by the way, speaking of coming to Florida, oh boy, there's a couple of groups out there warning. Equality Florida has issued a travel warning to not come to Florida. That's right. They're warning those considering short or long-term travel or even relocation to the state that coming here could pose a threat to your health, safety, and freedom. Dun, dun, dun. Wait, are they talking about Florida? Are they talking about New York or California, Illinois? No, they're talking about here. Florida Immigrant Coalition made the same warning. Do not come to Florida. There's extremist policies here. Yes, in case you haven't figured out, these are left-leaning organizations saying these are extremist policies here. So if they're talking to left-leaning people, this is probably not the place they want to come. Yeah, you're probably right. Go ahead. Issue that warning all you want. I know there's a lot of right-leaning people who are like, yep. You can just stay in New York or Massachusetts or Illinois or California. I thought that was kind of funny because it's coming from left-leaning groups saying don't go to this right-leaning state. And the right-leaning people in the state are like, yeah, we don't want you to come here either, especially long-term. Like, okay. Hey, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I just think these travel warnings are just, I just think they're ridiculous. Whether they come from the right or the left, they're ridiculous. It's like when California banned, like they did a ban, like you can't go to Florida. And so it was like, okay, so what, people aren't going to come because you said they can't come? No, they still came. It doesn't make any sense to me. All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick new traffic update with Gracie.
We have slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be throughout Navarre. Due to an accident right near the Navarre Beach Causeway, showing slowdowns in both directions on 98 as well as southbound on 87 getting into Navarre. Other than that, we just have our typical afternoon traffic. If you see someone else on the road, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. The all-new 2023 Outback is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, an appeals court has upheld former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's conviction for George Floyd's murder. Chauvin claimed he was unable to get a fair trial due to media coverage and the threats of protest. The White House says President Biden will veto two Republican-led bills that are expected to be brought to the House floor soon. One would roll back policing reforms in Washington, D.C. The other would ban transgender women and girls from competing on female sports teams. China opened a secret police station in New York City, according to the FBI, who announced charges against at least two Chinese suspects. And the Super Mario Brothers movie, Racing to New Heights, making over $700 million at the global box office, $350 million at the North American box office. They'll get about $10 more when I go see it tonight.
There you go. There you go. So it definitely did good over the weekend.
Yes.
We were wondering if it was going to get a little dent. Doesn't sound like it.
Maybe a Nicolas Cage movie will do better than it.
No, not at all. But that's not a surprise, it really. So, good. It's a good one.
I can't wait.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Real quick, Major League Baseball games are getting so short, teams are extending their beer sales. They're not getting enough beer sales in the game. They're ending 31 minutes shorter on average. So they're like, okay, so instead of ending beer sales at seventh inning, maybe we'll go to the eighth inning because we need to get some more revenue coming in here. didn't think about that aspect of the shorter games and how it would affect things. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. We mentioned on Friday that there's a new rat czar in New York City because they have so many problems. And guess what? PETA wants them to get rid of the rat czar because how dare the rat czar? They want to kill the rodents. No. What? How? Oh, we should just have an island. We put all the rats on them.